Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Mustard on grilled cheese.
Never, never. I think, one, gross, and you've talked about this all week, and yes, everybody agrees that it's gross.
Not everybody.
It's like one other person.
It's half the show, first of all.
One half.
So it's 50%.
Right.
And almost every guest we talk to.
But I'd be willing to try it.
I'm never trying it. I think it's gross.
I'd be willing to try it. Maybe you're wrong. I have no idea. I've never
you live on tater tots and hot dogs.
But I also live on grilled cheese, and I love mustard. Mustard goes with hot dogs. Like, these are things I like. I just don't want them together.
You've never had a cheese sandwich with mustard?
I've had it.
Do you put mustard on your hot dog? Do you have cheese on your hot dog?
Yeah. Well, these are two separate things.
No,
I put mustard.
No, if you toast the roll, have a hot dog and cheese with mustard, just take the hot dog out.
But I don't put mustard on the cheese version. So if I'm having a cheese dog, that is just cheese and dog. No mustard. If I'm having a hot dog, it's mustard. But if I'm having a cheese sandwich, like a turkey and cheese sandwich, I do put mustard on that.
But he's saying a sandwich without the cold cuts.
I can't do mustard turkey. Blech.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's going to be mayonnaise.
Oh, I hate mayonnaise. Mayonnaise is for the weak.
I'll try to forget about that.
I hate mayonnaise, too.
Really?
Mayonnaise is gross.
No. So no macaroni salad? No potato salad?
Never.
Although, if you
mix... No pasta salad?
You have no idea what you're missing.
No pasta
salad. If you do, like, 2 tablespoons of a good Dijon mustard in with the potato salad or the macaroni salad, it gives it such a better flavor.
Right, I want something...
You've got to have mayonnaise in it.
You have to have mayonnaise to make it like a real pasta salad.
I love it.
Like lobster.
I thought he actually threw up for a second.
People, this is our boss.
Those people that get lobster rolls with mayo on it, yuck. I like hot.
Buttered lobster rolls. Is far superior. That is the Connecticut version.
You don't put mayonnaise on that.
No, you don't. No. Although there is a version with mayonnaise.
You're right. That's mayonnaise. Yeah.
The gross version.
I've had both. They're not bad.
All right, top five.
My list today is the top five ways people save money at the grocery store that I refuse to do.
Oh.
It's a random one.
Buy your own shopping
cart. I want to see your bill.
It's stupid.
You don't want to save money?
It's $3,000 and I got 2 bags.
In other words, it's Friday.
Yeah. Right. So number 5, coupons. I never use them. I never have used them. I refuse to use them. So what do you save, 8 cents? Is this good? You got to cut them out. You got to find them. You got to get them emailed to you, and then you lose them. And then
in line likes you.
Standing behind you for 10 minutes where you're like, I saved 3 cents on this on these tater tots. Never.
100% agree with you.
Do coupons work the same way now?
I don't think so.
Or is it digital?
I don't shop.
I know this from watching people. Sometimes it's still the olds. Still, like, cut it out of the paper, and then some people have it on their phone. I don't care about any of that. I'm buying it. I don't care what the price is. Great. I want this.
Right.
I'm not buying the junk version because I have a 4-cent coupon.
Right.
Never.
Right.
Number 4, generic brands. I never buy generic brands. I always buy the brand name regular brand. So I'm never getting the Big Y ketchup. I'm getting the Heinz ketchup,
right,
and I'm getting Goulden's mustard, and I'm getting Brawny paper towels, and I'm getting Bisquick. I'm never getting your fake versions.
If we did a blind taste test,
would you know the difference? 100%.
You know, a lot of those times,
this sounds interesting.
Those things you get for like Big Y, whatever, they actually get it from Heinz. They get it in bulk, and they put their label on it.
He doesn't know that. That's a fake story.
Too, it's the truth.
What? So Heinz sells them, and then they say, this is the Big Y version?
They buy it in bulk. Right. Yeah, they don't make their own version.
We got to investigate
that.
Do you think
Big Y has a ketchup factory?
Yep, they have a tomato plant. They're back there. They're squeezing them. I don't know what happened.
Wow. They take their old tomatoes that they're about to throw out.
Right? And they make ketchup. There you go. Here's your generic bread.
They catch their own fish sticks also, by the way.
Yep, same thing.
Boy, that sounds like a bit.
Especially with soda. So I can tell the difference between Coke, Pepsi, fake soda, whatever, all of them. I'm good at that. And ketchup, definitely.
That's something for your resume.
it's on my LinkedIn. I can tell the different sodas. Right. This generic fat idiot.
Do you remember No Frills beer that was actually Miller beer?
Whatever he's saying is not true.
Yes, welcome to my life.
It's the truth. If you look at the bottles, it wasn't hard to figure out.
Number 3. Cut up fruits. People say you shouldn't buy cut up fruits. You should buy the actual watermelon and not buy the cut up version.
Why?
To save money.
That's too much.
So if you pay for the cut up fruits, it's way more expensive than buying the actual watermelon. But time is money, Ashley.
I don't
want to sit there and have to like gut this watermelon and get all those gross sticky juices on me. I want somebody.
Do you know how to use a knife?
Well, it depends what we're cutting.
All this fruit is bite-sized.
What can Keith Dakin cut with a knife?
And to be honest, I don't know if I could figure out how to do the watermelon. I don't think I know how.
That's a better thing.
You can use floss.
That's what I knew right away. Yeah. It's like, I'm going to hurt myself with this. This is the guy who does the chainsaw commercial.
Husqvarna. Right. I don't know how to do a pineapple either. I don't know how to cut up a pineapple. Right? No, I definitely don't.
No, that's dangerous.
Are you asking us if you know?
Right. I'm sort of talking through it. So. And I don't think I know.
This is therapy.
Well,
you,
I've never
it?
Seen you cut one, so.
Right. If you brought a watermelon in here, I believe I wouldn't be able to figure out how to make it into little pieces of watermelon.
So
I just buy the little pieces.
Now
and I've saved all the time and all the stickiness and all the cleanup. It's great.
Monday show, we should have a watermelon and a pineapple in here.
I definitely don't know how to. Well, then.
And go Facebook Live on it.
Lawyers would never let that happen.
We'll tape them up.
Somehow Ashley gets hit by the pineapple. Number two, returning bottles and cans. So Ed, your former producer, Ed, who's in production, saves all bottles and cans like a wino, like an old hobo. And he returns them and gets the 3 cents or whatever. I have never done this in my life.
My dad does that.
He saves the bottles and cans. Isn't he a lawyer?
Yes.
He's like, why?
To pay for a tattoo on his elbow.
To make three cents? It doesn't make any sense. And then your house
is five.
Yeah. Ooh. So then your house
sound bite.
It adds up.
then your house is full of bottles. So the next time you go to the store,
you turn into the Scooby Doo.
Sorry, the Scooby snack.
Like, wow.
but really, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Just throw the stuff away.
It is a lot of work.
Or recycle them, whatever you believe.
I recycle mine.
I don't do that either. All one big
bag. I throw
bag.
Mine out. Oh, yeah.
They all go to the same place.
You have to recycle.
It's fake.
Well, then you put it in the recycling
bin.
It's
not fake.
Prove it.
Don't you want to save the world?
You put it in the recycling bin.
I hate the world.
I was so with you, except for that
He
point.
Puts a recycling bin, I'm sure.
I don't have a recycling bin because I just throw it all in the trash because it all goes to one place.
Yeah.
Come get me.
Wow. Another sound bite.
And number one.
Well, that would be interesting if he was locked up in jail with a murderer.
Right.
What are you in for? I didn't recycle.
I threw my bottles in the trash.
I tried to recycle light bulbs instead. Ooh.
Number one, they say always go to the supermarket on a full stomach so you'll spend less money.
Yes. Right. You don't buy aisle seven, yes.
But I think that's fake because, so I'm going to buy nothing and then it's Tuesday and I'm starving. Like, that system doesn't work. So I'll buy less hot dogs because I just ate 4 hot dogs. Okay. But then Wednesday when I want hot dogs, I haven't bought them, so they just have to go back to the store. Like, the math doesn't work to me.
You return hot dogs?
Right. Like, so I think you go whenever you go, and if you got to spend... So I spend $78 a week at the grocery store. I think that's fine.
That's
$78?
$78. Wow. Basically, maybe sometimes $80.
What do you
Depends
buy,
if I get wild.
Do you buy foods for your kids?
Yeah, so I have the kids like half the week.
Right.
And then I guess, I don't know, I guess
what
we just eat bread.
Yeah,
bread, tater tots,
cheese,
bread and water.
Cheese, yeah.
Potato chips.
Yeah. And can you get someone from Big Y to talk about the ketchup? Because I need that information.
Yeah.
Because this could change his whole life.
Right. So if they're taking Heinz and putting in a Big Y bottle, I'll buy it. You win, Big Y. But I think they have a tomato factory.
What have I done? But you missed the big one on your list, that store card.
Yeah.
Oh, I do use that, though.
Club rewards card.
Oh, yeah, I use the rewards card. So, all right, so I'm doing
That's
a little bit.
It's kind of like a coupon.
Yeah, kind of is.
It's like a fake coupon.
It's a fake coupon.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, and Emory Education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.